Dear brothers and sisters, I offer a warm and affectionate greeting to the English-speaking pilgrims and visitors who have joined me for this, my last general audience.
Tens of thousands of people gathering in St. Peter's Square in Rome as Pope Benedict XVI made his last public address. Pope Benedict, of course, resigns tomorrow, which is a good moment to reflect on the changing Catholic Church, something our partner WGBH in Boston has been doing all week. Among the changes, of course, is the declining membership in the United States and the efforts the Church is making to turn that around. WGBH's Anne Mostu joins us. She's been reporting on efforts to bring lapsed Catholics back into the fold. Welcome to The Takeaway, Anne.
Thanks, John.
So is this a difficult sell to lapsed Catholics to bring them back into the fold? It would seem to me you'd have two kinds of lapsed Catholics, some who would love to find a way back and others who have just given up.
That's right. For some, it is a tough sell. Approximately one-third of those who say they were raised Catholic in the United States are no longer practicing the religion. Of those people who are going to church, though, about two-thirds go occasionally, one-third go every week.
So there's a varying range of people, and it would seem that this individual who you spoke to is one of the more difficult ones to reach.
I became, I think, over the years, more spiritual than religious, so I don't follow a lot of the orchestrated dictates, and I don't agree with a lot of their policies and procedures, you know, not allowing women, not allowing priests to marry. So I never became angry at God, I just became fed up with the people he left in charge.
Now, he would be a difficult sell to bring back.
That's right, John. Jim Crowley is a 62-year-old resident of Brighton, Massachusetts. He says he feels disconnected from the Catholic Church. He stopped going in high school, and he's questioning the relevance of the Catholic Church in a country that's increasingly accepting premarital sex, gay marriage, divorce, and women in positions of power.
And you spoke with some members of the clergy who are trying to turn this around. Here's Father Brian Clary.
How far we've come in ensuring that the parishes and schools are safe havens for children and vulnerable adults. Every year, each employee, from the cardinal down to a volunteer, we get queried. There's background checks. We go through child protection training.
It's almost as though he has to say to parishioners, this is safe. We've been checked out. There's no abuse going on here.
That's right. And that's an important message, especially to the people of Boston. For many, it seems that the sex abuse scandal wasn't the primary reason for leaving, but it's certainly a secondary for a lot of people. And it sort of was the nail in the coffin for many people who were thinking about going back to church and then decided not to.
And then you get folks who do on their own find their way back to the flock. I love this comment from Michael Mack.
I would see the banners. I would see the advertisements on some churches. It was really more after the fact because I already had my own personal campaign in process. The church that I go to, now the churches that I go to, because in all of them I find something very special, very unique in each of their different masses. But even more importantly, it's the people there. That my church is my people.
And the lesson there is if the church can get past these very public hierarchical difficulties with scandals and the papacy itself, the Catholic Church retains its community-level draw.
That's right. Michael Mack is a resident of Cambridge, Massachusetts. He left the church, he says, after he was molested by a priest when he was 11 years old and living in North Carolina. Many years later, in 2008, he returned to the Catholic Church for a variety of reasons. But he says it's been a healing process, and he's written a play about his experiences. But he talks. We talked about the Catholics Come Home campaign, which is what the church is doing in the form of a PSA and television ads. Michael Mack says it wasn't the reason he returned to church, but he certainly noticed the campaign.
And do you see that in Boston?
I do see that in Boston. I think that it'll be an interesting week. There's a huge call to Mass on Thursday evening to pray for the Pope, who's officially resigning Thursday. And there's a lot of interest to see who's next. There's even talk that Cardinal Malley here in Boston could be the next Pope. Whether or not that's a possibility is certainly not my knowledge, but we'll see.
Anne Mostu is a reporter for our partner station WGBH, speaking about reporting efforts by the Catholic Church to bring lapsed Catholics back into the fold, part of a week-long series at WGBH called The Changing Catholic Church. Anne, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
There's a a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.